It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
The Naples Alarm Company is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thank you, Naples Alarm Company. They're serving Naperville and families and businesses for over 13 years. Serving fire, providing fire protection. I lost my spot. Providing fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NaplevilleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at just $19 per month. And Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NaplevilleAlarm.com/Dolly promo to receive your discount. Thank you, Napleville Alarm Company. NaplevilleAlarm.com. 630-885-7055. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Pope Family Dental, home of the One Visit Smile. And just one visit, you can get a full set of teeth or a single crown. Dr. Pope uses 3D CAD/CAM technology to make crowns in one visit. Mention this show, special price. Dr. Pope offers crowns for as low as $7.99. That's $7.99 for a permanent, long-lasting, beautiful crown. Pope Family Dental is located across the street from Centennial Beach in the heart of downtown Naperville. Contact them, PopeFamilyDental.com. And the number to call to make free consultation, 630-961-5851. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and now in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. For your first free lesson, contact ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. Check them out on that website, or you can call them at 630-355-6240. First Command Financial Services, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958. First Command Financial Services, check out firstcommand.com or give them a call at 630-756-0193. For your first free consultation, First Command Financial Services. The Naperville Park District, they provide recreation and park experiences and the quality of life for our community. Check out NapervilleParks.org or call for the fall lineup. The fall list of classes is out. You can call 630-848-5000. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GetLimo.com. 877-GetLimo.com. All Service Limousine, another proud sponsor of Dolly McCarthy Show. Bracconi's locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They are a small business that is family owned and operated. If you've never tried their food before, you're in for a treat. Give them a call and order your next pizza tonight. 630-717-9530. That's their North location. Their South Side location is 630-369-4922. Check out www.bracconis.com. Sullivan Steakhouse offers guests a unique steakhouse experience with delicious food, fun cocktails, and live music, enticing guests to unwind, untie, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. And the Sorrell Team, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They have been serving the western suburbs for over 18 years, and they are lifelong area residents. They are the experts. Contact Brian and Chris Straw at thestrawlteam.com, or you can give them a call at 630-222-1131 if you're buying, selling, or looking to rent a home. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also brought to you by Divine Beauty Lux Spa. They are your spray tanning experts. Give them a call for all your sunless tanning questions. Check out DivineBeautyLuxSpa.com. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Come on out to Naper Settlement on Friday, October 3rd or Saturday, October 4th for Oktoberfest. This fun festival takes place on Friday from 5 until 10 and on Saturday from noon until 10. Yes, you can bring out the kids on Saturday and then come back with your couple friends. Check out NaperSettlement.org. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. And finally, the Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Innovative Orthodontic Centers.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manal Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my Aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show. The good show, I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to the good show, where every week, you know, I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And I do welcome your calls, so give me a call. I do have tickets to give away today, guys. So one lucky caller will get a pair of sponsor tickets to Naper Settlement and their big Oktoberfest festival. That would be October 3rd and October 4th. This festival is a blast. I don't miss it. I've been going for the last at least 15 some odd years. Before Naper Settlement hosted it, it used to be in the heart of downtown Naperville, which is now, it was a grassy field, but now it's a parking deck. A beautiful grassy field, but it's a parking deck now. But that's where they used to have Oktoberfest, and now it is at the Settlement. Beautiful Naper Settlement. It's going to be probably a beautiful fall weekend. Come on out with the kids and enjoy the Settlement and then stay for all the Oktoberfest fun for sure. So you can call into the show or send me a message on Facebook. I would love to hear from you, and I will pick some random winner to get these sponsor tickets for the Oktoberfest at Naper Settlement. The number to call into the show is, are you ready for this? 347-945-7215. That's 347-945-7215. Lots of good guests today, and we'll get to all of them soon. You're going to be really, you're in for a real treat. Let me tell you, hang on to your Elvis scarf. Hang on to your Elvis boots, your Elvis sideburns. Ronnie B. Elvis is coming on the show a little later in the show, I should say. And we haven't checked in with Ronnie in a long time. I haven't talked to Ronnie since my one-year anniversary party at Sullivan's when he came and sang and danced, and oh my God, he was such a riot. Well, he's got a brand new show coming out with a woman, and he'll introduce us to her, but she plays Marilyn Monroe in his new show, so we're pretty excited. Here are the good new show coming out for Ronnie. So Ronnie B. Elvis joins us a little later in the show. And then a dear friend of mine, Christian Ketter, who's an alum of St. Patrick's High School from my old hood, the northwest side of Chicago. He's going to be coming on as well. Christian, he's a tenor, you might say opera singer, but he has an incredible voice. And I emcee an event, I've did it for quite a few years, and I've met Christian there, and he's performed every year. He does a funny opera song. And that event comes up every year in May. So nothing, I don't know if you've got one of those songs to sing for us. Maybe you could sing an old one or just something from his new show coming up. So I invited him on the show this morning. He's actually on a train. We're having a flashback to Vanilla Ice. And Vanilla Ice was in Amish country and couldn't get through to the show. hopefully that doesn't happen because Christian's on a train. He's going to be heading into Union Station around the time that we're scheduled to talk. So hopefully Union Station guys will get him through and we'll get to talk to Christian. If not, we'll have him on again. But we're going to try to make that happen. He has an incredible voice. Oh, my God. He just brings you to tears with this voice. He's a young, young man and with a bright future. And he has sung already at Carnegie Hall. That's how incredible he is. So he's one of our own from the northwest side of Chicago, and he's going to be on the show today. I'm so excited about that for sure. Well, and then, of course, I do have Ask Aunt V. She'll be on shortly. And Margo Smith, who's the clinical director at 360 Youth Services, will be on. As you know, September is, well, maybe you don't know this, but September is Suicide Awareness Month, and we wanted to have her on and talk about 360 and touch upon topic of suicide and signs and how you can, you know, recognize some signs and friends and family, your children, how to be aware of it, prevention. And then, of course, I had a cancellation this morning. Not of course, I shouldn't say that, but of course I wanted to touch base about the hidden epidemic crisis that our military our veterans and those coming back from serving in the military face, and that is suicide. That is extremely high in our military, and wanted to talk to Pat Bowler from Naperville Responds for our veterans about it, but unfortunately, Pat's work got in the way, so we're going to have him on next week, so look for that, but of course, we like to shed light on good things on the show. And, well, of course, suicide is not a good thing, but, you know, there are people out there doing good things to help those in need. So if you're listening and you're contemplating this act, please listen to the show and know there are people out there. I care. There are people out there that care. And please reach out to me. Even reach out to me if you ever need anything. You can always send me a message on Facebook, and I can also now I do my best. I'm not an expert, but I can put you in touch with the hundreds of groups out there that serve that purpose right there to help you get through whatever you're going through that puts you in that desperate position. Just last week, I was at Jewel, not to be a downer here, but it's just happening, people, and we have to be aware of this. I was at Jewel, ran into a friend of mine, friend Mike. And Mike, I always run into him when I'm at the Crosstown Pub in Naperville to watch my Blackhawks play. Can you believe it? Blackhawks coming up, folks. The Blackhawks are back looking better than ever. But I ran into my friend Mike, and he just had the day before, he was standing on the platform in at the train station, standing on the train platform. And right as the train was approaching, a flash went across his face, and he didn't realize it until he turned and, you know, it was a young gentleman that ran right across from him. I know I sound pretty graphic here. I probably should have had a disclaimer before the beginning of this show, but really this happens. And my friend Mike was a witness to that. There were tons of people on the train platform that saw it as well. It happens. And it was a very young man. And, you know, that's too young to have such a heavy load where you have to take your own life. So my point in all this is it is around you, and, you know, there are groups out there like Naperville Response for our veterans and 360 Youth Services and so on that are here to help for sure, and myself included. Okay, well, I got a lot to talk about, but first we're going to check in with our dear old Aunt V. Aunt V is on the line. Aunt V, what's for dinner tonight?
We're having the meatloaf with the potatoes, your fave.
All right, it's meatloaf night. You know,
yes, indeed.
Perfect. It's such a great, it's not fall officially yet, but doesn't it, it sure does feel like it. Meatloaf and your potatoes are out of this world. I've said that before
you.
On this show. They sure are. So I love Aunt V, and this is Veronica Porter, the owner of Porter Presentations. And Veronica, let's talk about your company and how you got started again for those that are new to the show or just tuning in and maybe might have missed you, because you usually come on near the end of the show.
That's right.
Where,
thank you for.
I might lose some listeners. So who knows?
There,
maybe people miss you. So let's talk about your new business, which I love. I'm a busy mom, and I'm relying on your new company. It's really been a godsend to me. Tell us some more about it.
Well, thank you. Well, it all started several years ago, actually 20 years ago, when I had three children. I have four now, as you know, but I had three children that I was coming home, and I knew I had nothing for dinner. So there was three alternatives: stop, which I was just too exhausted from the day, or eat out or carry out, and those weren't really acceptable either, just because the quality of food I wanted to feed my children. And all of a sudden, it just kind of, I was like, I really would just love to go someplace where I could just pick up a homemade meal. And it dawned on me that that was exactly what I wanted to do or work towards doing, and be able to have fresh, homemade food made from organic products as much as possible, local, organic, and fresh, and make it so that it was a daily special cafe that you could come in and that was what you were having today. What's for dinner? Just like when you were growing up, what's for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. But there were all kinds of options. And this way you can pick it up at a very reasonable price, take it home and feed your family. The nutritional value and the taste profile are very high. And so I really enjoy doing it. And I get a lot of really positive feedback from wonderful people like you. So,
well, I love that
I'm
it's organic
it.
And use locally grown food as much as you can, and it's fresh. And that was part of your goal, your mission with starting your new company, was to keep it that way. And you also are going to be working on a farm. Is that right? Is that a new venture?
I have another venture. Motto is from the garden to the table, from the classroom to the community. And my goal always was to acquire a small piece of land that I could grow organic food and then also make it available. So I would have that source, and I could have a little bit of control in it and create a farm to table type of environment. And 8 years ago, my son was in an accident where he had a traumatic brain injury as a result of it. And the work that I do my whole life, because my whole family has been in the military, my father and world, I really wanted to include, bring it all together. And the mission is to have this farm to create organic, local, fresh food for the community, and to have the workforce be veterans, returning veterans from post 9/11, and that it, in particular, veterans who are suffering from a traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder. And it is just working out wonderfully. Everything's moving along at the pace that I had hoped and prayed for. And in fact, right now, the reason I'm on earth is I'm at downtown Chicago. I'm going into the USDA Good Greens meeting. And they are very supportive of it as well as the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Senator Mark Kirk and now Senator Mark Durbin are all I'm working with all of them to help make this happen.
Wow. You know, well, hopefully with all these politicians involved, hopefully, you know, you can get some decent government grants because the military is involved and our veterans, I should say. I love the idea that you have there, and I really hope that it comes to fruition, that you can get veterans, you know, and because they struggle with finding a job. They can't easily find a job because they're also dealing with the mental issues what they've experienced overseas, not always pleasant, and coming back here and jumping right back into the workforce as we've found out and we've talked about this on the show is not always easy. And so companies, businesses like your own that put forth the effort, even though it may be profit or non-for-profit, they should be getting this the government support. So good for you to get out there. This is the USDA Good Greens meeting that you're going to in Chicago. Boy, everybody's out in Chicago today. One of my next guests, Christian Ketter, is going to be, he's traveling to Chicago's Union Station, and hopefully he'll be able to sing some operetta, some sort like
there
that.
There you go, that you're, and entertain the car along the way. But I really appreciate you recognizing.
Where is your farm going to be located? Sorry, Veronica, where is your farm, where are you looking at?
The first one that we're looking at is right there in Naperville. It's at the corner of Bauer and Mill on the north side of, yes. We want to save that as a farm, and like I said, things are moving along wonderfully for it. I just wanted to add something to what you said about the reintegration of our military men and women. The statistics clinically, it's been proven that working on a farm, just the pace of it, just the an opportunity to sort things out, is one of the best therapies for traumatic brain injuries and PTSD, as well as all returning veterans, just to give them a while to kind of reintegrate with their families, their loved ones, the community, and re-enter civilian life. So I just really appreciate your support, and it means the world to me, and I will be giving you all of the latest news every week. Hopefully it moves next week.
Well, I really, Veronica is a dear friend of mine, and I really support your mission, and I know you're so well-intended, all these good intentions, feeding our children healthier foods, taking care of our military, our veterans coming back, and just getting involved with the food scene. I mean, in Chicago and around, just taking care. I mean, we've got to take care of our food and where it's coming from and who's taking care of it and who's tending to it. And you really are covering all bases with that. So I really admire you for that, for sure. Hey, is there something special going up this week, going on this weekend? You mentioned something to me before we went on the air.
The Chicago Gourmet is going to be done at Lillingham Park this weekend. And if people can make it, it's just a great time. You do have to have tickets, and it features all of the restaurants in the Chicagoland area, all your major chefs.
So this is all about eating.
It's all about eating and drinking. It's just a wonderful time. And of course, this Sunday is also the Chicago Bears versus Green Bay. So you know, there's all kinds of great tailgate food out there too.
Tailgating
so.
Food. Oh yeah. You know what I want to do, Veronica, with you? I want us to get together and I got this magazine about tailgating, and I'm going through this. I'm like, you know, we should get together and do a tailgating spread and talk about it on the show, because football is back, and, I mean, every week there's a couple of football games that I'm going to, and the food is incredible, and the ideas that I'm getting just from going to all these tailgating parties, and even this magazine I picked
up
called Tailgating. We should get together and you know, burn
do
it.
Let's do it.
Maybe not.
Yes, you're right.
Maybe
try fire up the Barbie. There's
fire
some people that get really exotic.
Well, oh, yeah.
Well, listen, that sounds wonderful.
Let us throw out your website and how people can contact you if they need a meal tonight or tomorrow. Is it every night of the week you do it?
I do it Monday through Thursday.
You meet people at the train station, too.
Right, I deliver to the train station. It's askauntv.com. It's askauntv.com. Click on what's for dinner, and you can order right there and either pick it up at my cafe or I can deliver it to the train station. So I make it as possible.
And tonight, it's meatloaf and mashed potatoes. Aunt V's famous mashed potatoes. They are incredible. Thanks so much, Aunt V. We'll talk to you next
week. Thank you so much, Dolly. All right. I look forward to it. Have a great day. Thanks. Bye.
You're listening to the Molly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Hey, everybody. You're listening, as you said, the man said, you're listening to Dolly McCarthy Show. This is Dolly McCarthy. And I already gave away the sponsor tent tickets. So thank you for those messages on Facebook. Gave them away, but I'm going to probably get some more next week to give away. So, you know, keep on me. I'll get some more tickets out there. So congrats to you. A quick announcement. I want to mention a couple things. Save the date, November 20th. Proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, Innovative Orthodontic Centers, is having a ladies and gentlemen night out. Not a ladies night out. Now this year it is a ladies and gentlemen night out. I guess this is their 7th annual. So save the date, November 20th from 5 until 8 at 55 South Main Street in Suite 231, 241, and 251. Wow, it's going to be a big party. And that's all happening in downtown Naperville. Save the date for that, November 20th. Hey, the Schaumburg Firefighters Association is putting together a pink tie fireman's ball, and the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of this. This is all happening October 18th, next month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so how apropos that they're having the pink tie ball. And it will be held at the Marriott Hotel and Resort in Schaumburg. It starts at 6 and it goes till 11:30. There's cocktail hour, social hour, dinner, and dancing, and then there's a fundraiser too. You can register online. Let's see the website. Oh, geez. Did I have it here? I got it here somewhere. So organized this morning. Yes, here we are. PinkTieBall4092.com. Check out PinkTieBall4092.com. If you have any questions, you can email pinktieball4092@gmail.com. 100% of proceeds will be split equally and donated to the American Cancer Society and the Alexian Brothers Breast Cancer Ambassadors, Alexian Brothers Cancer Institute. So this is the third annual Pink Tie Fireman's Ball, October 18th. Don't miss it. I will be there. I'm so excited. Let's hear it for our firefighters over there in Schaumburg. Another quick announcement is Divine Beauty Luxe Spa, which is a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, is having an official grand opening as Divine Beauty Luxe Spa, and that will be Wednesday, October 8th from 5 until 8. They're going to be providing complimentary pampering treatments such as partial spray tans, a deep peel exfoliating and moisturizing treatment. Ooh, that sounds relaxing. And a wow brow treatment that will leave you with an immediate improvement in the appearance of the eye area. Wow. Can I just say that? Wow. Well, I'd love to see that one. This all happens 5 o'clock. I take that back. 5 o'clock on October 8th. Check out their website for further information on their new services and products. And more about this event, www.divinebeautyluxspa.com. This weekend, if you're looking for something fun to do, my friends at the Northern Illinois Hunting and Fishing Committee, they're having their fishing days this weekend. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor, but this is a free public event. We're all about free stuff. We love the free stuff. For sure, at Silver Spring State Fishing and Wildlife Area in Yorkville, Illinois, not far at all from Chicago. It's a fun, packed 2-day event offering hands-on experience geared towards all ages. Join them on September 27th and the 28th. Rain or shine, folks, from 9 until 5 every day. And whether you're 6 or 60, they say there's something for everyone at this family-friendly event. Come experience your outdoor heritage with hands-on learning activities such as archery. This is pretty cool. Talk about fun things for you to do with your kids. You don't need to go to bowling alley. You got archery. You got bow fishing. You got tying your own fly lessons, exploring the living history area, whatever that is. I'm not sure. Catching a fish. They have a stock kids fishing pond, or shooting a shotgun. That's what you're into. And you can even paddle your own canoe. This sounds like a blast. You can check out their website for a full list of events and schedule and location at www.nihfd.org. Okay, I just have to say, I said you don't have to go to a bowling alley. I should correct that because bowling is fun. In fact, I don't want to knock any bowling alley. I'm just pointing out the free stuff because I'm a mother of five and we need free stuff. We need more free stuff. But my point is that I love bowling. I'm not knocking bowling. In fact, I just signed up for a bowling league on Friday nights at Fox Bowl in Wheaton. Oh, great. Now everybody's not no one will show up. No, I'm kidding. If you're interested in, they have league openings there. They're not paying me for this, but it's, fairly inexpensive thing to do on a Friday night. So I'm looking forward to improving my game. That's for sure. Okay. We have to move along. We have more announcements. We'll get to that. I want to quickly take this phone call because this guy is a dear friend of mine from the northwest side of Chicago, and he's calling in from Union, on his way to Union Station. We're very lucky to get this call patched through. Christian Ketter, are you there? Christian, are you there? Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness. Christian, call me back. Try calling me back. Christian? Hello? Oh, the call dropped out. All right. Well, hopefully he'll call back. We'll talk to him. We'll hear his amazing voice. Christian Ketter, as I told you, he is a tenor. He did sing at Carnegie Hall, folks. And he's from the northwest side of Chicago. There's this concert he's putting out in November. I'll give you a heads up as we get closer to the date. But it will be at St. Pat's High School. Oh, here he is. Christian, can you hear us now? Are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, a little bit. Uh-oh, it does sound like you're on a train. You're definitely going to have to call back. What?
I'll speak as loudly as possible.
Well, we want to hear your voice. We also want to hear that amazing singing voice for sure.
Thank you.
Tell us what you got going on. You got an event coming up.
Yes, we have a benefit concert on 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, November 15th. The St. Patrick Center for the Performing Arts in the Stahl Family Theater out of West Belmont, Chicago. Proceeds, a CD release that we can talk about, that's going to benefit St. Patrick High School's annual tuition fund. And I'm an alumnus from St. Pat's, class of 2009.
Don't even say the date.
Pardon?
I told you, he's so young. He's so young and so talented, and you've got such an amazing future ahead of you. And I'll just say this. I was bragging, you're from the northwest side, my old hood, and my brothers all went, all five of my brothers all went to St. Pat's High School as well.
That's right.
So St. Pat's, even though I was not allowed in there because it's all boys school, does hold a special place in my heart because we spent many Friday nights, Friday and Saturday nights at the St. Pat's gym for the dances and whatnot. Okay, so Christian, can you sing? You know you're on the train. Would you be embarrassed if you sang a little? Sing it really soft. Give us a little taste of what we can expect.
Russian.
Uh-oh, you know what? You're breaking up. Okay, we're totally teasing our listeners now. You're breaking up, Christian, but you know what? Maybe you could call back when you get off the train because I'm going to take this other call. I got another guest coming on, and we don't want to miss you. We really can't hear you. So can you call back if you can hear me? Call me back in about 10, 15 minutes, Christian. Hopefully
sure.
You can hear me. But then we can hear his operatic voice, his beautiful voice. You just don't want to miss this one for sure. Okay, quick announcement, and then we're going to move on. I've got an amazing guest. I'm so proud of the work that goes on at 360 Youth Services, and this gal is the clinical director at 360 Youth Services. Just coming right up. Quick announcement, the Naperville Park District invites the community to a family-friendly grand opening of the Knock Knowles Nature Center on Thursday, October 2nd. That's next Thursday. The event will be held from 5:30 until 7:30 at the Nature Center located at 320 Knock Knowles Road. So come on out and view the colorful exhibits, which feature an interactive video and a large aquarium with live river fish. Guests can enjoy nature activities for kids, musical entertainment on the deck, and light refreshments. Another free fun event for my listeners. You know, I'm really good about finding these free fun events to help the park district plan for refreshments so we have enough cookies and juice for the kids. Guests are asked to RSVP for the event by sending an email to rsvp@naplevilleparks.org and include the number of people you're planning to attend with. That is next Thursday, October 2nd, Naperville Park District, opening, grand opening of Knock Knolls Nature Center. Sounds very cool. Very, very cool. Okay. We talked about how September is Suicide Awareness Month, and this prompted me to give our friends over at 360 Youth Services. Plus, we haven't had 360 on this show in quite a while. We got to touch base with them. They do amazing things in this community and beyond for our youth and serving our youth and keeping our youth happy and healthy and helping those, you know, struggling and in need. And I'm really proud of the work they do. I wish I could be more involved with this. There's so many amazing non-for-profits, and this is one of them. 360 Youth Services. Margot Smith is the clinical director there at 360 Youth Services. If I could just get that out of my mouth. Hello. Hello, Margot.
Hi, Dolly. Thanks for having me on, and thank you for bringing awareness to suicide this month.
You know, let's just jump right into that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, with at 360, tell us your, you know, personally what you encountered there and how you handle that. And then we really want to get into the awareness of it. It's, you know, we are in a community that's very affluent, and our parents are so wonderful here. They're so involved. But, you know, mm-hmm. no matter what you do, mental awareness or mentally, you never know. And even though you got everything going and things are looking good and you're trying to do everything right, you know, your child could still struggle with these thoughts. And thank God we have 360 in the community that parents and families and, you know, adults can lean on for help. So what is the what's going on at 360 with suicide awareness and helping out kids with that?
Yeah, well, we're a non-for-profit in town, like you said, and we, you know, provide lots of services for youth in our community and the surrounding communities through prevention, education, counseling, and shelter. So in the counseling department, obviously our goal there is to work with kids in the community and their families. Our target age range that we serve is 10 to 25. So we're kind of right in there with a group of kids that are, you know, for people aged 15 to 24, suicide is actually the third leading cause of death. So I do want to point that out. And I do also want to, right off the bat, make sure everyone knows that suicide is preventable. You know, the clear majority of people who end up dying of suicide have a significant psychiatric illness, or they have a substance abuse disorder, or they have a combination of both. So mm-hmm. if we can help these kids link up to services to help them with these issues, we can dramatically, you know, affect suicide rates. So I do want to point that out. We offer counseling services
here. Well, now you got me thinking.
Yeah.
Margaret, you got me thinking. You said it's the third leading cause of death for that age. I always thought it was the number one.
It is.
Cause. What are the other two? Do you know the other two?
You know, I think one is car accident. I think that's like number two.
Oh.
And number one might be something like injuries that occur. You know, people get hurt, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but it is somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 youth between those ages that die annually from suicide. And, you know, here we counsel lots of kids, and that is an issue that comes up. And like you said, it might not be that they've actually attempted suicide, but suicidal thoughts that are going on for youth. And like you said, a lot of people have supportive families, and I do want to stress that it's okay to talk to your kids about the topic of suicide. You know, talking about it isn't going to make someone kill themselves. So if you ask the question, it's not going to be like, oh, okay, now I'm going to run and kill myself. It's important to have dialogue. If you've noticed changes in your kid that, you know, usually they kind of act one way, and then all of a sudden you start seeing very different behaviors from them. So maybe they're increasing their use of alcohol or drugs, or they're sleeping too much or too little compared to what's norm for them. They're talking about wanting to end their life or not being around, it's okay to start asking questions, not just thinking like, oh, well, if we just don't talk about it, it'll go away. And obviously,
yeah, you're
some
not
people
planting
need
any seed. That's for sure.
Exactly. If they're thinking about it, they're feeling so alone, you know, and isolated. They want someone to be able to talk to about this stuff. So it's okay to ask questions.
And then obviously, if they go ahead.
Yeah, bringing it up isn't going to make it happen. And mm-hmm. so they might need to be linked up with someone like us or any other provider in the area to have, you know, a counselor or a psychiatrist, depending on their needs, so they can get the help they need and decrease that risk.
Mm-hmm. for sure.
So well, there are a lot of risk factors. One, obviously, the big one being some kind of mental health issue. But there's other things like alcohol and substance abuse, history of some kind of trauma, whether that's abuse or you know, something significant that happened to them that has been traumatic. It's not just one thing. So it's not like we go through some stressful event and then all of a sudden, you know, we're at risk for suicide. It's really a complex issue of a lot of different things going on, combined with feeling, you know, maybe isolated, hopeless, and having access to things to harm yourself with. So I do want to point
about
that out as well.
A lot of my listeners are parents of children, and so what can we tell? What are things that they can look out for, as you know, maybe some cues or clues as to maybe this could unfortunately lead to your son or daughter trying to take his or her own life. What are things that parents can kind of zoom in on, keep a lookout for?
Well, I think kind of maybe knowing some of the risk factors, like mental health issues, substance abuse, those kind of things, as well as, you know, if something's going on with them, they've had a big loss recently, a physical illness, feeling hopeless, all that kind of stuff, combined with some of the warning signs that start to occur. So like I said, basically if your child starts doing something, like you're noticing a change in them that they didn't used to previously have. So, you know, maybe they're starting to drink or use drugs and that wasn't something they did before. They start being really aggressive or impulsive and that wasn't something that, you know, they did before. Lots of mood swings, withdrawing or isolating. And some of the things obviously are just, those are teenagers, right? I mean, teenagers like to be in their room, away from you, those kind of things. So I don't want to alarm anybody, but if you notice like a difference of all of a sudden there's a change in my child, I think it's important to start having dialogue with them about how are you feeling, what's going on, and kind of, you know, paying attention to those signs. And if they give you any cues that they are talking about wanting to die, or you find that they're researching things online about how to hurt themselves, or just talking as if they're not going to be around, like anything that's pretty blatant, obviously you want to immediately get them to a hospital or ER, you know, and make sure that they're okay. Or if they're already linked up with services, contacting their therapist, psychiatrist, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Margo Smith, who's clinical director at 360 Youth Services. They're based out of Naperville. If anyone listening would like to look into more of the services at 360, what they offer, how they help the kids in our community, and the age range again that you support, Margo, at 360?
We mostly serve 10 to 25.
10 to 25-year-olds.
Yeah.
So, okay, you got a website?
So any kid in that age group, 360youthservices.org.
Okay.
And that'll explain how you can call up if you want to start counseling. We don't personally have a suicide hotline, but the one that we always recommend people call is 1-800-273-TALK. It's 24/7 any day. You'll be connected to a skilled trained counselor. If you're in crisis, having suicidal urges, that kind of thing, you can call them anytime and they'll walk you through what to do.
Well, let's give that number again, too.
Yeah, 1-800-273-TALK, which is 8255.
And now 360.
Yeah, so the biggest thing is you want people to reach out. They don't have to handle this alone. That, you know, they can, if they don't feel comfortable talking to someone they know, like a friend or a family member, they can call a hotline like this and have a trained professional talk through, you know, how they're feeling with them.
Yeah, perfect. And 360 does other things too in the community. What else do you do?
We do. We do prevention education. So we're in all the Naperville schools for high school and the junior high middle schools. And we're doing, you know, campaigns to raise awareness about the norms of drinking and drug use in our community, that it's very low, actually. And the majority of our kids are making healthy decisions when it comes to those substances. So we're in the schools doing that. We also have a snowball, which is a weekend retreat for high school students that all Naperville high schools are able to attend if they would like. And it's just a weekend to kind of help kids have, you know, feel good about themselves, learn how to make healthy choices. Kind of, it's just a positive, fun weekend for kids.
Life
and then
changing.
We also have
life changing.
Yes,
kids.
Life changing.
My,
a lot of
my
kids come back saying that for sure.
I've had an intern that worked with me on this show and just said that was life changing for her. Snowball. So I,
good.
You know,
that's good to hear.
Off to 360 for even just that you do. You guys do some fundraising. I know do you get any grant money from the state? How are you guys supporting yourself?
We do. We have a lot of different grants and luckily, we're very fortunate. This community also raises a lot of money for us, and we couldn't do what we do without donors in our community and different companies and individuals who realize the good work that we're doing. We do actually have our annual gala coming up in November on the 7th, if anyone would like to attend that. That helps us keep doing what we do. But we do, like you said, rely on a lot of state and government money, which is always, mm-hmm. you know, up in the air every year. So it's great to be able to rely on people in the community to help us help the kids.
Absolutely. Well, you guys do such great things in our community and beyond.
Thank you.
As it trickles on and these kids grow up and move on, and you have that lasting, you've made that lasting impression on them. And especially with Snowball, the high school kids just love it. So glad.
Yes. And that's just a great fun weekend. You know, counseling sometimes kids think isn't very fun, obviously, but Snowball is just a good time. Hang out with other kids your age and learn some things and feel good about yourself. And I think that does last a lifetime.
Well, Margo Smith from 360 Youth Services, thanks so much, Margo, for giving us.
Thank you for talking about this
topic. Some more information. For sure. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Dolly. Thank you.
Yeah, it's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey there, everybody. Bounce Back is a not-for-profit, and they help raise money to keep kids in sports and the arts. They're having a golf outing on October 6th. And if you'd like to attend, you can register online at www.bouncebackinc.org. The cost is $425 for a foursome, and that includes your golf cart, lunch, goodie bags, open bar, hors d'oeuvres, and awards. So hopefully you can come out to that. I'm going to get out there. You know, I love hitting the links, that's for sure. Yesterday was such a beautiful day, wasn't it? And it was perfect in every way. I actually worked half a day, and I was with the kids. My daughter was homesick, and I was with the kids, and we made some homemade chili and cornbread, and the weather was just perfect. Couldn't ask for a better day. The only thing that was missing was just didn't have enough hours in the day to get on the golf course. So today I'm looking out and I have a jam-packed day of work and thinking, oh boy, I need to get out there. What have I created? I've created a golf addict monster in myself. No, it's really relaxing. I've found something that is just challenging and relaxing, and you know, that and bowling, I'm going to be continuing to tackle and improving my game this fall, that's for sure. I want to do a shout out really quick before my friend Ronnie B. Elvis comes in the house. Do a shout out to Project Help. We had a great fundraiser on Tuesday night at Saddle Up in Aurora. Thank you, Saddle Up, for hosting this Project Help fundraiser. Project Help, not for profit, based out of Naperville, do amazing things for families. If you've never heard of them, they've been on the show several times. Peggy McGuire, executive director there. Check out Project Help and like them on Facebook and see the good works that they're doing. So just a shout out to them. I had so much fun Tuesday night emceeing their event. And I really hope they made a lot of money that night. There was a good crowd, a lot of dancing, line dancing going on. And I want to get you excited about this, give you a heads up, coming soon to a theater near you, Precious Metal, the movie that I shot last summer with Paul Sorvino. Hey, slice the garlic really thin. Is that how he says it? Yeah. That movie that he was in. My favorite actors, Paul Sorvino, is in Precious Metal. There's going to be a private showing next week. I'm so excited. I get to go to this private showing. It's going to be at the Siskel Theater in Chicago. But the premiere, the movie's going to be out soon, and I really hope all my listeners are going to come to this. You got to come and support the supporting actress that I am. Actually, I just had a small role in this movie. So much fun, though, but I want to share it all with you and support the Naperville Independent Film Festival and the producers and the founders of the Naperville Independent Film Festival, who are the producers of Precious Metal, Glesna and Edmund Clausen. And this is going to be just amazing, amazing, amazing. Speaking of amazing, how about those Chicago Bears? How about our Bears? Amazing.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. Elvis, let me be. Elvis is in the house. Ronnie B. Elvis is joining us now. Ronnie.
Are you yelling there? Are you asking for me? Hey, honey, are you asking for me? Am I here? Am I on the air with you? Oh, sure I am. So wait a minute. one little thing before we even roll on. What I just heard, okay, in my subconscious mind is nowadays you're one of the forget about it girls. Is that how that's working?
Forget
with
about
you and Serena?
It. Yeah.
How you doing today? How you doing, Dolly?
I'm doing great. I'm fantastic. And I love that you have this new show coming out with Marilyn Monroe. When can
oh,
we
yeah,
come
yeah.
and
oh,
see
she's
you?
Fantastic.
Who's playing Marilyn Monroe? Who's the woman playing
well,
Marilyn Monroe?
That would be Angela Marie Monroe. She's a model, a singer, an actress. She's a cover model on
she's
various.
Hot.
Huh?
Come on, spit it out. She's hot.
Oh,
well,
of course she is. Oh, yes, she is. Yes, she is. And she's got hair, my God, past her waist. We'll leave it like that so it's all nice and
family-oriented.
Anyhow, I don't know how she puts that all up underneath her wig, but it's amazing. She's got a knack for doing it. Nonetheless, her name's Angela Marie Monroe.
Okay. And
yeah,
so
Angela
Marie Monroe. You're touring in the Chicagoland area. And when can where can we see you next, your new show? With her?
Well, tentatively speaking, we may be doing a deal with a place called Diva's Attic. That would be actually it's a shop in the Woodstock Square area, which is very, very nice, very quaint, beautiful shops down there. Or up there, whichever way, whatever direction you're coming from.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, Stephanie Drolas, I believe, is the proprietor. And they're at 106 North Benton Street, Woodstock, Illinois. You can go ahead and Google
well,
that.
Only if you're there, though. I ain't going and checking them out if they're not going to have you there.
Well, it's kind of the...
Ronnie B. Elvis is in the house, folks, and he's one of my favorite Elvis impersonators. We got to get some. You got to get some Elvis in the show. Enough of Ronnie.
Oh, here
Elvis
we go again. Good God, let me see. From the last time I talked with you, you told me that Little Sister was your favorite Elvis song, or one of them, correct?
I think all of them are my favorites, but yeah, that's a good one. Whatever.
Well, Little Sister, here, this is for Dolly. Ladies and gentlemen, this is for Dolly. I call her my Dolly Gal because she is. She's a sweetheart. She is a gal. She's out there. She's out there for everybody. She's got a heart as big as gold. Here it goes. It goes like this. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Kiss me once or twice. Say it's very nice and then you're wrong. Well, little sister, don't you do what your big sister done? Well, okay. Are we done?
Oh, my God. I got goosebumps. The hair on the back of my neck is up in the air. Seriously, you sound like Elvis. You're incredible. You're just incredible. Ronnie, I still have that scarf you gave me. You know,
cool,
my Elvis
cool.
scarf. I tell people I get that from Elvis. That's, you know, hanging it right over my desk, right above my desk. So proud of that scarf.
You're so down-to-earth, Dolly. You are such a down-to-earth human being. I love you.
Well, thanks. Likewise. You're so sweet. So let's tell, for people that haven't heard of you before, Ronnie's been on the show a couple of times, and last time I saw Ronnie was our one-year anniversary party at Sullivan's Steakhouse. Thank you to Sullivan's again for hosting that party. That was a blast, and you performed, and, you know, you're just so how many years have you been playing Elvis, and do you still love this? Is this something that you never get tired of?
Oh, are you kidding me? I live and breathe it. I wake up in the morning, it's like, hey, man, something's wrong with my leg. Something's wrong with my lip, man. I'm twitching here. What up? No. Yeah, I don't know how many years. God knows. I don't know. Originally, you know, I started out not doing Elvis. Originally, I used to be in a band called the Excites years ago, opened up for the Buckinghams more than once. And by the way, God bless Marty Greb, who's worked with Bonnie Raitt as well, and Leon Russell, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but possibly there'll be an album coming out with the two of my on keyboards. He just came back from doing a a tour with, believe it or not, Steven Seagal. He gave me such a kudu. He did a – a lot of people don't know that Steven Seagal is actually a guitarist as well. And Marty scored the whole musical aspect of Fire Down Below, which was a movie that Steven Seagal did years ago. And Marty just got done doing – I mean, it was a total European tour. They did Russia. They did this, that, and the other thing. And he gave me such a kudo. I couldn't believe it. You know, he's on Facebook, and he actually is the guy that penned Susan for the Buckinghams. And he says, Ronnie, he says, my God, what a voice. Oh, cool, man. Well, unbelievable. He says, what are you doing there? He says, you're channeling Elvis. I go, well, I don't know. I try the best I can. And at that particular point, he says, you know, I could try to go ahead and get it rolling, but you've got all the nuances and this, that, and the other thing together. And he goes, how did that all come about? I said, well, listening to people like you, Dennis Stefano, Marty Greb, you know, who was actually one of the original exceptions with, who was the cat that was in there with him from Chicago? Pete Cetera. Yeah, he was in exceptions as well. Anyhow, so he gives me this. I love it. He says, you got a God-given talent for doing Elvis, dude. Don't tell me that you listened to me and to Fano and da-da-da-da-da, and that's how you were, like, you know, trying to actually formulate what you do. He says, God gave you that talent. I respect his opinion about that, and I think the good Lord does look over me. I know.
Do you think Elvis himself asked God to pick Ronnie B? God, Elvis himself said, hey, I think Ronnie B should play me.
Well, I don't want to sound like somebody's going to come with the white coats and take me away on it, but I've got a little, once in a while, I do have some feelings that, like, he's with me in spirit and what have you, and maybe even, like, you know, my inner mind goes, hey, man, don't do it like that. Well, what are you, silly? I did it like this. Do it like that, son.
Okay, one more song before I let you go. And speaking of spirits, I will have to say this, because Unity in Naperville on Friday, October 3rd, they're having a mediumship demonstration. Robert Brown, have you ever heard of him? He's coming. Mm. Not that I'm so into this, but they sent me a press release and asked me to talk about it on the show. And you know what?
Yeah.
There's some things that I won't talk about on the show, but you know what? This is something that I've talked to. I actually had a girlfriend of mine told me this brought her so much comfort, because she lost her young daughter. This brought her a lot of comfort, you know, and maybe it's for real, maybe it's not, but whatever can bring people comfort, I'm okay with that. So anyway, this guy, Robert Brown, he'll be at Unity in Naperville. He's going to be connecting and communicating with the spirits, passed over, audience, family, and friends. So if you want information on that, you can check out unityinnaperville.org. I guess tickets are $30 for that. But anyway, back to Ronnie B. Elvis. Ronnie, can you do one more song for me?
Sure I can, Dolly. Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? From Sullivan's Steakhouse, ladies and gentlemen. Does your memory stray to that bright summer day when I kissed you? I only wish, ladies and gentlemen, and called you sweetheart. Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? And by the way, thank you so much for giving the compliment out there to Angela Marie Monroe. And yeah, we're an item. She's my gal. Yeah. I love her. I love her to death. It didn't start that way, but you know how stuff rolls. You know, what are you gonna do when a whole lot of shaking? What are you gonna do when a whole lot of shaking is going on? You know what I'm saying?
Holy, hey! This is a family show, and we're.
No! All I'm saying is I got all shook up. That's all.
Well, that's right. You were about to sing a Jerry Lee Lewis song, and then all right. A whole lot of shaking. I heard something like a little Jerry Lewis in there. All right, yeah. We're not going there.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good
song.
Well,
I'm happy for you, Ronnie.
Well, I said, come on, little baby. Whole lot of singing going on. Yeah.
Hey, I love
well,
ending
come
the show
on,
on
baby.
A good note. Oh. Keep singing, Ronnie. I'm going to close the show. Hey,
whole
come
lot
back
of singing
on again.
Going on.
And on that
I ain't again. whole lot of shaking going on.
Stay positive, everybody. Good, everybody.
I said a shake. Oh, baby, shake.
Please,
I said
if you
shake,
haven't done so already, like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook
shake, baby,
and follow
shake,
us
yeah.
on Twitter. Hey, we're
shake,
back again next
baby,
week with more
shake,
great guests, good topics.
Whole lot
of
shaking going on.
You know,
hey, y'all listen to
Ronnie
Dolly.
B.
Dolly got
B.
it down.
Elvis. Check out Ronnie B. Elvis on Facebook and like him on Facebook and follow him on Twitter. Thanks so much, Ronnie. Gotta go.
Thank you so much, Dolly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice. Sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. I got you. I feel nice, the sugar is fine. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, a sugar and fire.